Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, we're celebrating over 10 years on the air here at KCNR, and good morning to everybody. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still in Sacramento, was on her way back today. So you have me for another day. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 23rd of October, the time, 7:05. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's here with me.
Good morning.
And nice. You know, did you just say you just got that shirt?
Huh? I did just get the shirt.
It's nice. It does.
A little big, but...
Hey, you know what? You've been losing weight.
I'll pretend that's actually true. All right. It is currently 63 degrees here downtown. We do have a red flag warning that ends today. Today is going to be sunny, a high of 82, a low of 47. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with a high of 77, a low of 45. On Sunday, it's going to be sunny and mostly clear with a high of 68, low of 41, and I believe it's going to be pretty breezy on Sunday.
Yeah, you know what? You may go back and check that, because I think that...
Well, it says red flag warning ending today, but then it says fire weather watch starting Sunday.
Okay, all right. So it's still going to be breezy, my friends.
Right. Right, and then Monday is going to be sunny with a high of 75 and a low of 47.
Okay. Hey, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Business out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. They're going to be on at 8 o'clock this morning to talk about a program they've got coming up. But you can get a hold of them at 365-3793. It's Friday. It's Friday morning. It's Friday morning at 7:05. So it must be Jim and Haven, you main. And you've got, okay, you got a keeper with you today.
Yeah, I sure do. I have a little Timmy this morning. He's a little Chihuahua-type mix. He came in with a broken leg. We were worried at the beginning that we might have to amputate it because it was pretty busted up, but he's got a splint on now, and it seems to be healing correctly. So.
Well, it's really slowed him down.
Okay,
humor there, because he is it's not slowing him down.
Oh yeah, we keep telling him cage rest, and he just laughs at us.
Yeah, he just rolls. You know, he does starts doing push-ups. Okay, Jared.
Were you referring to Tiny Tim from the Christmas Carol?
I believe that's the sense of humor our hospital has, yeah.
Well, you know what? That was a good catch right there, because Tiny Tim with the bad leg.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what? I am so oblivious to so many things, so many subtle nuances, which is probably why I like Don. I don't have to worry. I don't have to try and figure out what he's saying. I mean, it's just right there. Okay. This is a cool dog. Yeah. And if you are looking for he's about 1 year old. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he's trained. But if you're looking for a friendly, active little dog that would just love kids or love a senior, mm-hmm. I can see either way with this dog.
For sure. Yeah, he's just an all-around good dog. When I took him outside this morning, first thing he did was look for a place to go to the bathroom. His kennel was clean. So
yeah, that's the same thing Jared does.
Yeah.
And
good boy.
Yeah. Hey, I took Elk Killer out this morning, and she goes out. I mean, it's chilly out there, and so she runs outside. She gets to the grass, puts one foot in it. The grass is a little wet. Looks at me, and runs back inside. I forgot to close the door, and she just booked back inside.
Yeah, I got one of those at home.
Yeah, gosh. Okay. Now, this is a little tan dog. Mm-hmm. When I walked in, she ran over to me with her three legs in her cast, mm-hmm. got, you know, reared up mm-hmm. on me, put her paws on my leg so I could pet her.
Him.
Or pet him. And his activeness is there. You don't have to worry about that.
No, yeah, he's plenty active.
Yeah.
But he's small enough, it's not a huge deal.
No. I mean, this is, if you want a dog that could crawl into your lap and sleep there. Mm-hmm. This one will do it. Yeah. Or jump in with the kids.
Yeah, on the way here in the car, he was just completely silent the whole time, so there's none of that whining and barking and stuff that you sometimes get with the...
He hasn't barked since he's been here.
No, not at all. I haven't heard him yet.
Yeah, well, he can bark.
I'm sure he can. I'm sure when someone knocks on the front door...
Oh, I'm sure. Try it.
Well,
He looked. He goes, Jim, go get that. No, this is a great dog. You know what, Jared? Did you get a good photo of him?
Not really. He was too excited and just kind of jumping up on me.
Okay, let's see if we can get a good photo and put it on our Facebook page. You take a look at it. I don't think this dog, my friends, I don't think this dog is going to not be adopted today.
Yeah,
I think when people see this dog, he's about 15 pounds.
Yeah.
Maybe. And he is friendly. He licks your hand. He's looking for a great home. Mm-hmm. And I know somebody out there has got a great home for him. And he's young, so he's going to be around for a while because smaller dogs usually live a little bit longer.
Yeah, he'll be around for a while. Now, he does have a splint on.
He does have a splint on.
It's probably about 5 or 6 weeks of just light activity, bringing him back in for splint changes and x-rays and stuff. But
Which has already been taken care of.
It's covered.
I mean, it's not going to cost you for that.
No, it's just your time.
Your time to bring him back in, and then little Timmy will walk. God bless Mr. Scrooge.
Yeah. And I will say that's thanks to the Misty Lee Fund that we have that helps care for injured and sick, unowned animals.
And my friends, you can donate to that.
Exactly.
As you can to the PALS Fund, which is for older dogs. It pays for their adoption fees.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Now, you've been having a pity week. No, it's called Love a Pity from Haven Humane.
Yes.
Love your pity week.
Yeah, it was National Pit Bull Appreciation Week or something like
pity
that.
Pity Appreciation.
Exactly. We've been posting cute pictures on our Facebook page.
I have been sharing them everywhere because, you know, pit bulls have a reputation, but I know so many people that own pitties or pity crosses, and they you know, there should be a pit bull owners convention.
I'm sure there is.
I'm surprised there isn't. We ought to push that for you.
Yeah.
Get thousands of people coming in to talk about how great their pitties are. So how many you got? You got some dogs for adoption?
Yeah, we have about half our adoption center full right now, so about 30 dogs or so. All looking.
Now, how is Purple going to affect you?
Well, we've been doing stuff by appointment only already, so it probably won't change
much of what's going on.
Yeah.
So just give Haven Humane a call.
Yep.
Say, hey, look, I heard about Timmy today, and I really would like to look at him.
Yeah. Give us a call, 241-1653. If you're having trouble getting a hold of us because of the PSPS, the public safety shutoff thing, our phone lines and internet are down. We have power, but our internet provider is next door. So.
Just give Mark cell phone out, and we'll just have everybody call Mark.
Yeah, that's 555. but you can.
Somebody's over here. She crawled over, and now she's licking my ankle. I'm loving this.
Yeah, but, you can stop by.
I keep saying she. It's a he.
It's a he. You can stop by if you want to and just take a look at the front door. If there's not a crowd inside, then we just let people in as we have space for them if you are interested in Timmy. Otherwise, try to give us a call, and we'll try to get back to you.
Okay, I'm just giggling because he's down here, and he's
cleaning your shoe.
Cleaning my shoe and chewing on No, he's not chewing on it at all. He's just checking out my shoes, which have been in so many different places, I sometimes wonder myself. Okay. Jim, thanks a lot. Thanks for so much you all do down there. The animals that you all collected during the Zog fire, have you got them all back out now? Or
All the animals whose owner we knew are back. We do have some. We have one stray dog and some stray cats who are still waiting. Hopefully, their owners will come looking.
So, if you know anybody that did have to evacuate and they lost their pet, Haven's has got some. Mm-hmm. And there's other agencies out there too that also have some.
There were some other groups that were taking stuff in.
Yeah,
but I'm not
injured
sure
cats
there.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can always adopt a kitty down there.
Of course, always.
Always. Okay. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And good luck there, Timmy. You deserve a good home today. So, okay, let's take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. You know, Purple, how's this going to impact on them? Not at all, I don't believe, because they're already having 10 minutes between clients. They're already having all the proper sanitation methods, all the, you know, the disposable drapes they put on people. I don't think it's going to have a problem at all. And they work on appointments. So give them a call at 244-9478. This is a great place to get a haircut. Logan and Tim, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we'll be right back at 7:15 here at Free Fire Radio.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised, because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate, ID 142-3306.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Amarillo by morning. Up from San Antonio.
I heard George Strait do that song in a country western place in Albuquerque, New Mexico, when he was just starting out. It was a good night. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:19 in the morning, 61 degrees, going up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. And let's talk about two things that happened yesterday. Let's talk about the Board of Supervisors meeting. It started at 9 and went for
5 hours, about 200 people came in to talk about staying out of the purple tier, letting our businesses stay open. Don't shut us down more. Les Ball called for the meeting, wanted to vote on it, and then they didn't vote. Les, you know, said he doesn't believe he has the votes for it to keep us out of the purple tier, which is a shame, which is a shame. But here's, you know what, the fact is that we do have more cases now. The fact is also is we've got like five people in the hospital. The fact is that we have one person in the intensive care unit. The fact is that we don't have a lot of people that are having to go to the hospital. And the fact is, how many restaurants, when you walk in masked, you sit down, you're separated, there's plexiglass, or the tables are separated, the servers are masked. How many people catch COVID in a restaurant? And that's just one of the businesses. And again, the big box stores are immune to this. You can go to Lowe's, you can go to Home Depot, many others. And are they all masked up? They may be, because more and more people are wearing masks. More and more people are. When businesses are asking you to comply with masking, they do it, but you still got a lot of people in there. Churches can only have services outside. Well, it's starting to get cold, my friends. The thing is that it's kind of like you're in this world that people are telling you what to do, and yet they're not backing it up with the statistical evidence that says you have to do it. You have to do it because it's this arbitrary number is put there. Now, the Board of Supervisors says we're not going to poke the bear. The bear being, of course, the Sacramento state government. We're not going to do that. We're going to comply with this. Frankly, I wish that Les Baugh would call for an open vote so we get everybody on there to just say, okay, look, this is why I'm not voting for it. This is why I'm voting to stay in the purple and not the red. And then, you know, so I, you know, the vast majority of the people that I talk to and that I read on Facebook and say, look, we don't need to go into purple, stay in the red, give us a chance to see what's happening. The cases are going down. Bethel has got their arms around it, supposedly. And the other two hotspots are two nursing homes, assisted living homes, where there is a lockdown. It's not like the people that live there are going to be walking around, however the staff is. And if the staff, though, has got COVID, they go into a quarantine and for 14 days till they come out of it, and then they go back to work, supposedly immune for how much, 4 months, a year? We're not sure. Can you get it again? Maybe. This is a weird, weird virus that's going on out there. But as President Trump pointed out, we cannot destroy the economy of this nation based on fear that 98% of the people that have it recover. They get it recover. Yeah, recover. Many of them don't even go into the vast majority don't go into the hospital. And yet, even the commentator last, like the moderator, she pointed out the numbers of people of domestic violence, of alcohol, drugs, and mental distress, all of these, because of the COVID, is numbers that we're going to have to live with for years. How do we recover from that? That's going to take a huge effort after this, after the vaccine comes out, if you take the vaccine, and this thing finally wears itself out. It's not going to wear the American people out. No, it's going to wear itself out first. So what do you do if you're a business owner and they tell you to cut back again? This is like, what, the third or fourth time? I think many of the business owners are just going to ignore it. They're going to stay in their red numbers and still continue to be open, still continue to serve people, still continue to try and keep their businesses open. And the law enforcement community is not going to ticket you for it. Who will come after you, though, are the state, is the state, the Alcohol Beverage Control Board. Who knows who else? OSHA. I they're going to come to your business, but it will not be the city or county. Which then, you know, comes back into the fact that regions making their own decisions about their own residents. This means that Alturas, who has had a total number, I think, of 20 cases, still falls under the red. It doesn't make sense. Last night when, the one thing that I took out of last night in the debate was the president had COVID on his watch, a pandemic that started out of Wuhan in China, and they didn't clamp it down. They had thousands of people come in here. Now, the president put a restriction on travel early on. The thing is that when I see people on the sideline, well, I would have done this or I would have done that. How do you know, Mr. Biden, that you would have done that? It is so easy to stand on the sidelines and say, well, I would have done this, or I would have done that. Would you? This is something this country faced for the first time in over 100 years. This is something that hit the whole world. The, you know, first world, third world, it makes no difference. It hit everybody. And you're seeing now in other countries like Germany and Italy and these places that they're spiking too. So when you say you would do this or that, I think somewhere in there, Trump should have said, it's easy to stand there and be a Monday morning quarterback, Joe. But until you're in here, in the arena, you don't know what you would have done. You would have gone by conflicting information, and there was so much conflicting information that first came out with this. An economy that was rolling and rolling strong gets shut down. And so the economy is not in good shape. Well, you know what the answer to that is? Can we say it? Pandemic. Can we talk about that? Can we talk about that now the economy is going back, that we have some of the lowest numbers of unemployment back again? I don't know. It just seems like when I see people on the sidelines poking on what I would have done, you don't know, because you would have been in the same situation as Trump was. And if it hit Obama, I'd say the same thing. If it had been under Obama's watch and somebody said, well, I would have done this. Hey, you aren't in the arena. You aren't the one that's trying to figure something out that's never happened in any of our lifetimes. Maybe, not even my father's lifetime was there a pandemic like this. He was born in 1920. It was before him. So I would think that before you start poking at that there's other things that you can bring up. Anyway, the debate last night, I thought, frankly, America won last night. They got their points out. Things were brought up. Even the moderator brought up about, gee, do you think that the things that Hunter was doing were maybe unethical? I'm not sure how he answered that. I do know that when he says there should be Mr. Biden said there should be a minimum wage of $15 for the whole nation, that I looked at the TV screen and I said, do you have any idea what you just said? You want to have a $15 an hour minimum wage across this country? Do you realize there's different parts of this country that a $15 wage will kill half the businesses in a town? Maybe New York. Maybe San Francisco, maybe Portland, maybe Seattle, maybe some of the larger cities. But go to a county like Alturas or counties in Texas or Oklahoma or even New York and say, this is going to be, you're going to have a $15 wage. It's a clear understanding for me that Mr. Biden doesn't understand the facts of life in the economy if he says something like that. To me, that's pandering. I'm going to give everybody a $15 an hour wage. Well, I would just implore Mr. Biden, if he wins, to go back and look at what that would be and the impact it would have on this country. We got to take a break. We're going to come back with Rayola Pratt, who is on the Shasta County Board of Trustees, who is running for office or for reelection. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank. We were there yesterday for the Healthy Aging Drive-Thru, which they gave out over 800 bags yesterday of goodies, talking about, great information there. I learned from the lady that's from HICAP, which is a which provides information to you for free about things like Medicare. I learned the biggest takeaway I got from yesterday was there's 32 different medication plans in Medicare, 32 different ones. And I just read on a Facebook page, well, my mom paid $400 for this pill, but she needs this pill. Well, you know, what if, what kind of plan is she on? 32 different plans. Nobody's going to be able to figure this out. And that's why we're going to have the young lady on again to talk to us about Medicare and all the different plans, because it's, you know, we're aging. We're, you know, the whole population is aging. You can't get away from it. But Cornerstone Community Bank hosted that, was one of their main sponsors, and which is not surprising because Cornerstone Community Bank is just that, a community-oriented bank that's helped so many people during this COVID crisis. They're still moving your dreams forward. They're still helping small businesses. Three locations, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff, 1845 California Street in right downtown Reading, and over in the old Rayleigh Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
You know, there's some great fishing around Reading, but there's some great problems here, too, because of politics. Heck, some of these politicians must think I'm a fish, because they keep throwing me line after line of gonna do's to get elected, but then nothing gets done. Former Mayor Winter said our homeless problem was beyond the scope of local government. That's like me saying I can't catch a big fish because my tackle's too small. Come on. Or how about McElvain? Promising privatized internet 4 years ago. Oh, but now he's up for re-election saying, let's do a pilot program for $800,000, knowing it could be rejected by the voters. You know the old saying, if it smells like fish? Well, I'm casting my vote for Mark Masano for city council. Masano is a 28-year vet of the California Highway Patrol and is going to work his city council job full-time so something does get done.
My name is Mark Masano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Masano, council member, city of Reading.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP Services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP Services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90SAPG0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C., 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Welcome back to Speak Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Phone lines here, 605-4567. And we are, of course, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 61 degrees, going up to 82 today. And the time is 7:36. And today, Friday the 23rd. And I'm sitting here with Rayola Pratt, who is a member of the Shasta College Board of Trustees for Area E, and you're running for re-election. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Yes, I am running for election once again.
Once again. Okay, tell us about Rayola Pratt.
Well, I'm a California native, and I've been in Redding since I was in Shasta College. I moved down from Siskiyou County down to Shasta County, and went on to school at Chico and came back, got married, and had a couple of children. They went to Shasta College. My husband went to Shasta College. We have been really a part of this college from what I consider the beginning of my adulthood. I actually started this whole trustee thing when a couple of years before I did run, I had people asking me, say, hey, run out there, go to college. And I knew a whole lot of the people at college because I had gone there. I've been around the neighborhoods. And so I ran, and I won. I have a very, I think, unique area because I have all of Trinity County, a little nib of Humboldt County, and western Shasta County, and the western side of I-5. So if you're in Shasta Lake City, you're also in my area. So, and I do love traveling around. I'm a rural person, and I actually think I'm in that spot where I understand what you how you think. I mean, rural people are kind of possessive of their areas, and even when we were going out for the first bond in 2002, just trying, and after we had won the bond, 68% of the people in Trinity County voted for it. And that's because we got out there and went door to door. And that means you drive out in the wilderness and stop
Hay Fork.
Yeah. Oh, I've been to Hay Fork, and
everybody needs to go to Hay Fork once.
High and Palm, and it's just. I don't know. I think I'm the right person for this area. And, I've, been very active. I was the executive director of the American Heart Association, and, that is the five northeastern counties. And, one of our goals was to, get to all of the schools and present our goals was to get people to exercise and to eat properly. And that really did gave me a great background for the job that I'm doing, because I'd already been out there in all of those far-off schools and in the counties that we represented this time.
What do you see as one of the major challenges for Shasta College in our future?
Well, the challenge, now we're rural in a whole lot of ways.
Right.
And the challenge is letting people know how exciting it is to continue your education. And we have people who are really, that's not what they see in their lives. They're just looking not quite beyond
high school.
If they do that, so I think that's one of our we've worked on that for a very long time, and getting out and finally realizing what people need. What I've done in particularly in Trinity County is I've gone out to find out what do you need, what do you want. And something that really was exciting is that Rini from the big grocery store in Trinity County. I went to a meeting and she was saying, "We do not have people that are capable of doing these jobs. They just don't have the experience." And I just ran up to her after that meeting and said, "You know, we can give you a lot of help with that." So we put together a project with Eva Jimenez, and we put together a in the schools and in the community a workshop so they could learn how to operate a cash register, to be polite to the people, and and that really helped her in getting good employees. And then that went on to the high schools, and the high schools started working with us. So in the past, and that's in the past probably 3 years that this went into operation. And I think that is one of our really big issues, is getting what the people want when they need it. And that gives them an idea of continuing their education. And then we have coming in, you know, our new logging.
The new logging course
that
they have out there, which, gosh knows that we need something like this that we can start clearing out our forest. But you need trained personnel for that.
Yes. And the thing is, some people understand it as destroying the forest. And what this is, thinning the forest. And we've just recently had our students out there, and they've sold some of the lumber that they have harvested to Anderson. And this is clearing the forest of the debris, and it's also giving us an industry. And then that money comes back to the students then they can preserve that program because they're funded. So we've done a lot of things that really do help, and we have, we have master plans, we have plans, and they're not those plans that you just make up your plan, you put it on the top shelf, and you wait till the next time you do it again. These are living plans.
Let's take a break. We have to take a break, and let's talk about that. I also want to talk about a subject near and dear to my heart is veterans, what Shasta College is doing for veterans, and then, of course, this being shut down and the impact because of the distance learning. Shasta College has, from what I understand, something like 7,000 students that are going, that are attending Shasta College. I don't know what it is during the COVID, but 7,000 seems like a number I've heard from Shasta College. But let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Somebody was looking at my windshield the other day and he says, "Hey, you got a crack here, and it's down at the bottom." And I said, "Yeah, it's been there for 13 years. Jeff Horst fixed that." It's never gotten any larger. You can't see it, really. It's down at the bottom of my windshield. He fixed it 13 years ago. It's still fixed. But it was pointed out to me that I have a chip. Absolutely right. So, Jeff, get ready. I'm going to be coming down to get my windshield repaired by you, because whether it's a chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He's from the old school. He is probably one of the most knowledgeable people you're ever going to find that's going to fix your windshield. And he doesn't take chances with your safety. So last thing he wants, if it's too big, a crack in it, if it looks like it's going to go where, even if he can repair it, it's going to be in your line of sight, Jeff will recommend another place to go to, because he cares about you and the safety of your family. Jeff Horst is a veteran, and he has a great deal of integrity, and he does great work. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, and you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Okay, 7:46 in the morning, 61 degrees out there. Rayola Pratt, who is a member of the Shasta College Board of Trustees and is running for re-election in Area E, is our guest, and we'll be right back.
Daddy didn't know what to do. The banker came by the house one day, said he's gonna take the farm away. Then mama came up with a plan. Brother and me started up a band. Sister put a sign on the roof. Daddy bought a case of 90 proof. Now we call it the Cadillac Ranch.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
I am Steve Morgan, and I am running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridget, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Basenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate, ID 142-3306.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're doing well. It's a Friday. We've made it to Friday. Today's the 23rd of October. And you know what? I don't understand, Jared. Halloween's a week from Saturday, right? A week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have your mask on already?
COVID.
You know, this is not going to be any fun. First of all, Halloween's not going to be any fun this year because for the last 6 months, I've worn a mask and eaten candy. How can it be any different for that day? Is it because I can walk outside and go collect candy wearing my mask? Is that the only difference? 7:51 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Now, you want to go in there with a mask and buy something of for your loved one? They don't mind if you wear a mask in the jewelry store. They're all armed. But this is a great place to go in and find that special piece of jewelry for your loved one. Or if you've just decided to reward yourself for going through 6 months with COVID and looking like another 6 months, this is a good place to go down here and reward yourself. 2225 Hilltop Drive, a great selection of jewelry, and at very reasonable prices. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. So go on down there, look around, browse, find that special piece that says that you can thank yourself with for being good. Four Winds Jewelry. I'm with Rayola Pratt, who is a member of the Shasta College Board of Trustees for Area E and is running for re-election. And we talked about how she travels throughout her region, finding out those things that you know, to help emphasize and enhance the school, talking to the students themselves, and even more so to employers. What can we do to provide you with a workforce that's trained that enables them to succeed? I like that one. Now, veterans, they're very, you know, they're near and dear to my heart. So what about the veterans under your tenure here?
Well, I'm not a veteran, but attending the conferences, the community college conferences, there became an interest in veterans, and there were veterans workshops. I decided to attend those veterans workshops because, well, like hearing what you have had to say and listening to your station, I became curious, and so I attended those workshops. And in those workshops, I met veterans, I met people who were interested in veterans, and then even one of the CEOs who was a part of that little organization that was just beginning was a veteran. In fact, she was even called back to serve, and so then she was only gone for a short time, but she said, you know, I came back and I started all over again. She said, when I heard of anything loud, it really bothered me, and she said, my husband was telling me, hey, you've regressed, and that made me realize how important the veterans having a spot, a place, and being able to feel safe in those places. And then they started talking about transforming areas of like her institution that to an area where veterans felt comfortable and it served them. And then, of course, that went on, I joined their association, and I was the first trustee to join. Shasta College was the first college to join
outreach group.
Group, and it became a big group, and that's how we got going on this, is because we were united in that particular education and benefited, and we have a lot of. In fact, when I said to those people, we have 20,000 veterans up in our county. They were amazed, and so anyway, that was the beginning, I think, of my knowledge and
I know that you've had a very you've got a very active veterans community out there, and that you're building something out there.
Oh yeah, we are building something, and in fact, it is completed now, and we'll soon. That is the Veterans Success Center, and we have a lovely, lovely building, and it's what makes me really happy is. At Chester College, you were able to be take part, and at the beginning, they had that veterans building out at the edge of the campus. And what I learned is that bring them in and let them let them be a part of what's going on, but don't subject them. So what we did is we brought that building in, and it's in a beautiful little area, and it's in the campus where you don't have to go out. You can look out there and you can see students. They're integrating very, very as whatever rate that they want to integrate, they integrate into the campus. So and that building has it's really special. They have a water wall, and
very common.
Yes, and so they've just put this together. I think our institution is so very interested in people that, you know, we take every sort of student and we try to have them help them adapt to education and to new experiences. And I myself what I like to do is I like to get into the fire. And so anyway, that is I think one a really important part of our.
You know, there's a lot of other things, but we've run out of time here. You also have the student senate has a student trustee that's in every one of your meetings that can give input on that. And you've said that, and I don't even know if we have enough time for this, but campus safety, how there's been increases in campus safety, new programs out there.
Oh my gosh! Last meeting we were talking about people who are in administration can work hours. The campus safety they've put in the two the chief and the assistant chief have put in like 12-hour days putting together and making sure that our institution has everything covered, and we are working according to all the rules and regulations of this virus, and we're out there controlling the virus and anything that that is related to it. They have done it, and they are really great.
Rayola Pratt is running for re-election for Shasta College Board of Trustees, Area E. She's been on the board for 20 years, I think. How do people get a hold of you, Rayola?
You can contact me. I'm a face-to-face person, 243-5399, and I will talk to you or meet with you.
There you go. Okay, hey, when we come back, Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane, with a new program they've got going. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Americans may differ on the question of who won last night's presidential debate, but something that most people seem to agree on is that this showdown was far more civil than the first debate.
Each candidate got in their zingers. President Trump criticized Joe Biden's 47 years in Washington.
See, it's all talk, no action with these politicians.
And Biden accused the president of fueling racial tensions.
Come on. This guy is a dog whistle about as big as a foghorn.
But the tone of this debate was much improved as the men vigorously argued important issues from health care to climate change. As a result, the face-to-face encounter reinforced the starkly different visions and personalities of the two contenders and the choice facing American voters. Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Nashville.
And last night, Biden claimed that he had never called for a ban on fracking, that bringing an immediate challenge from President Trump. And then later, the Trump campaign released a video of Biden and his running mate supporting a ban on fracking. The one-time head of a joint venture between Hunter Biden and a Chinese energy concern says that Joe Biden knew what was going on, despite Biden's claim that he never talked with his son about Hunter's foreign business affairs. And Tony Bobulinski says he has evidence to back up his claims.
Everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence. And the American people can judge for themselves.
Bobulinski says he is cooperating with Senate investigators and will be handing several cell phones over to the FBI. Just 11 days to the election, and coronavirus stimulus talks are continuing. Discussions between Treasury Secretary Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street. The Dow is down 33 points, while the S&P trading 3 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. I'm still not famous, but you might remember that I started Harry's because I was tired of overpaying for razors. It always felt like big brands were taking advantage of us. Every time they improved something back then, prices seemed to go up. At Harry's, we take a different approach. Today, I'm proud to introduce our sharpest blades ever, available at the same price as before, as low as $2 each. They're a new, sharper version of our German-engineered blades. Guys who shave 4 days a week have told us that with our new blades, their eighth shave is as smooth as their first. And we stand by that, with 100% money-back quality guarantee at Harry's.com. Millions have already made the switch to Harry's, and we hope you will too, with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set featuring our new, sharper blade, a weighted razor handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to Harry's.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 3388.
If you think that childhood bullying is a big problem in the United States, let's consider what's going on in Japan.
Many Japanese schools emphasize conformity, with some even forcing students to dye their hair the exact same shade of black. Those rules are often blamed for continual problems with bullying. Students who stand out become targets. Japan's Ministry of Education recorded a 20% rise last year in the number of severe cases of bullying, in which children sustained such serious physical or emotional damage that they were forced to miss school for a prolonged period.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Handwritten speech notes by Hitler have sold at auction despite concerns from Jewish groups that they could encourage neo-Nazis. The Munich auction house that hosted the sale defends it as sale of the manuscripts, all dated before the outbreak of World War II, saying they are of historical significance. Townhall.com. The Eyes of Texas, focus of an ongoing controversy at the University of Texas.
Some players refusing to sing it after games or even stand for it, given its links to the racist minstrel shows of yesteryear. Just this week, the highly respected Longhorn Band reportedly refused to play the song, whose history at Texas dates to the early 1900s. The administration insists the song, one of the school's most treasured traditions, will stay, even though it's unlikely that players or student musicians can be ordered to support it. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Members of the European Parliament have ruled that plant-based products that do not contain meat can continue to be labeled as sausages or burgers, and lawmakers rejecting a proposal by the meat industry that would ban the terms for non-meat products. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow is down 36 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is still in Sacramento today. She's on her way back this morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I assume we're doing that. We just have a new streaming computer that was put together yesterday. Not put together, but put online yesterday. Brand new. And so I've got high hopes for it. Today's the 23rd of October, 8:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jared has the weather.
All right, it's currently 63 degrees downtown, and today we do have a red flag warning that expires at 5 p.m. It's going to be a high of 82, a low of 47. Saturday is going to be sunny with a high of 77, a low of 45. And on Sunday, we have a fire weather watch starting because of the gusty winds with a high of 68, a low of 41. And Monday is going to be sunny with a high of 75 and a low of 47.
Okay. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a little-known business out of – no. I'm saying that because the owner of Shasta Gas Propane is sitting across from me, and I'm afraid of him. Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And the owner, Chuck Kenny, is sitting right across from me.
And I'm only slightly disappointed because you know I only come here to see Linda. But since she's not here today, I guess you will have to do.
I don't know why it's – everybody says that, and she would have been here today because she wanted to be here, but she got held up down in Sacramento yesterday, so she's leaving this morning to come back. So,
okay.
Yeah, she's been gone a couple of days, and that's long enough. I started having withdrawal symptoms. The dog just turns her back to me.
Oh my!
And just just stares at the door, unless she wants something to eat, then she's my friend.
Oh yeah.
I really believe that the person who feeds the dog the most is their best friend.
That's right.
You would think after 12 years that that there would be something there, but maybe not. Chuck Kenny, tell us about Shasta Gas Propane.
Well, we of course started 23 years ago, and we were blessed to get laid off from a previous job, and so we, the wife and I, started actually in a bedroom of our home out in Palisadro, and the neighbors weren't too excited about a propane truck in their neighbor's backyard, but we survived all that. But we've been at it 23 years, and now I've got my daughter and son-in-law managing Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks, and the wife and I are able to take off on these medical trips. I am just 4 weeks out of a hip replacement surgery, and the wife had a hernia operation last week. So I am told that we have now begun the senior tour, hips, knees, those kinds of things. So
yeah, but you also, though, have been taking this opportunity to travel throughout the United States, too.
and to some foreign countries,
right,
too. One of the opportunities we've taken advantage of is to support missions both in this country and around the world, Christian mission organizations. And a couple of years ago, we did go to India and Nepal. My wife contracted dengue fever while she was in India. So, I mean, we have been around the horn on that deal. She came
out.
I'm
not laughing because it's funny, but, you know, Judy is such a nice person, and I can see her out there wanting to help people.
Yeah.
And she gets a dengue fever.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So,
she didn't make it to Nepal with you, though.
No, she did not.
Which is probably a good idea when you're up at, what, 150,000 feet?
Way up. The air is thin. Excuse me. So, yeah. We've had that opportunity, and of course, as you are well aware, I've had the opportunity to go back to Vietnam many times. And
that's really where, I think, where we first started having you on, because Chuck was a helicopter pilot in the same unit that my cousin had been in, but after the rocket had been there.
Right.
And but I didn't know that. I didn't really know that until, you know, after I got to talking to Chuck. But why do you go back to Vietnam on a regular basis?
Well, the first time back was 2009, and we had just gotten to a point where I said, you know what, I'd like to go see that country now, just see what's happened, you know, in the last 30-some-odd years. And so I went on a tour with Military Historical Tours, which is a group out of the Washington, D.C. area. And they put together tours for small groups, anywhere from 10 to 20 guys, and they have done groups as small as 3 guys. And so they go about 3 or 4 times a year. And so the guy that we went with actually was a Mustang captain in the Marine Corps, and he ended up, by the time he was through with his tours and whatnot, he had returned about 120 times. He had done 120 tours.
Wow.
And so we, of course, go back, and they will take you to any place that's not restricted by the government, any place that you served previously. And I was in 3 Corps when I flew helicopters for the first CAV. And so we went to my old Quan Loi Air Base. I say air base. It was an oiled strip in the middle of a rubber tree plantation. They had just gone in and knocked down the rubber trees, and then 1st and the 9th Bravo Troop, 1st and 9th, actually had a helicopter pad on the northeast corner of the strip. So we actually got back there, and it's amazing, after 30 years that strip was still there, not in nearly as good a shape. The oil had essentially leached out, and so essentially it was just regular dirt by now, but nothing had grown back. And so I saw, you know, where I had lived and worked for at least 6 months of that tour when I was over there. So there's a lot of tears involved in some of those trips. I've kind of gotten beyond that now. And so we've got a mission that we're actually involved in now over there as far as recovery on some MIAs from 1968. And that first trip, I was with Medal of Honor winner Mike Sprayberry from Delta Company.
You brought was a guest.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mike was on the radio with us. Yeah,
yeah.
And so we are looking forward to having a little reunion with him out here after we actually make some of these recoveries.
Now, these recoveries, my friends, these aren't, you know, I mean, first of all, They you get the location, the last known location of, in this case, a helicopter, and the Vietnamese government does help a lot on
absolutely
this. And I mean, when you talk about excavating, we're not talking about something the size of our office spaces here. We're talking about a large area.
Yeah, some of it can be hundreds of yards, because you know, and now it's over 50 years on a lot of these recoveries.
Mm-hmm.
You have a rough idea. And, of course, the problem back in those days, we had topographic maps. And when someone is under fire from a 50-cal machine gun, they're up at, you know, 2,500 feet above the ground. But mm-hmm. the tracers are still going by the size of basketballs in your eyeballs, at least. You know, they're coming past you. It's kind of hard to read that map and get an exact location. But if you have a rough idea, then nowadays, what we do, and we are not endorsed by the United States government, we go over on our own dime. We go over, and we have to get clearances to go to a lot of the areas. Not everyone that goes can go out into some of those outback areas.
It's rough terrain out there. It's grown up yeah. so much.
So we've got to get those clearances, but nowadays when we go out, we talk to the locals. We have a guide that has been with us for years who was actually on the Vietnamese police force after the war. They actually sent him to China. I probably need to be careful about some of the things I'm saying. But anyway, he has authority to get into a lot of these places. He goes in with us because he is very sensitive to and, you know, encouraged. He really wants to help us find our guys.
And you talked, you've told me how you talked to the locals there, where, you know, a lot of them weren't even born during
That's
this time
exactly
frame.
Right.
So you try to find the aged people there and who remember this stuff.
Yeah, well, a lot of them were actually the machine gunners and other other guys, you know, that we were fighting at that time.
Yeah.
But it's really amazing. They have no animosity toward us whatsoever. And they are more than willing to help us out. And it is really tremendous. I mean, we certainly go in and do some things for their local village and whatnot.
Well, it helps their economy because
exactly.
you're putting money in there. You're hiring their people to help excavate this and all that.
Exactly.
I just wish, we got to take a break, but I just wish that my cousin, Jimmy,
yeah.
could have gone back because it was, Jimmy never really left
yeah.
Vietnam.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a negative way. But Jimmy was shot up pretty badly during one of his missions. Literally was thrown into a helicopter. Woke up, I think he said I kind of woke up in Japan, and then the next time he really knew what was going on, he was back in the States.
Oh, wow.
You know, I may have forgotten parts of this in there. But Jimmy was one of those people that probably needed to go back to Vietnam and put it at rest. He had a successful career afterwards, but it was always right below the surface. He was, I think, I really truly believe if he could have gone back with you or somebody like you, that it could have put some of these demons he had to rest.
Yeah.
As many yeah. Vietnam veterans have done, have
exactly.
gone back.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah. Chuck Kinney is with me. He and Judy own Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by another person that helps so many people, and that's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. During this COVID extravaganza we're going through, she has expanded her workforce. She is helping so many people maintain the care that they need, whether it's a day, because after an operation, a couple of days a week, a few hours a day, or if it's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is there providing amazing care with her staff of caregivers. And if this is something you've thought about doing, thought about maybe part-time or full-time, Sharon Clark is looking for some people to join her staff. If you have any questions, you can give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com. There's no place like home, and Sharon would not have anybody working for her that she would not welcome into her own home for her loved ones. Ready and Home Helpers. We'll be right back with Chuck Kinney. 61 degrees. It's going to go up to 82 today. It's going to be a beautiful day, 8:17 in the morning.
Donna, is anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know her. Sure to me, Donna, with those 60 eyes blazing, how I long to sit and gaze him.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services.
I have over 2 decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate, ID 142-3306.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Jared, you just constantly surprise me with things you find out there. Where did that one come from? And why?
I don't know. You come across these things sometimes on YouTube and...
And, you need to hear those. My first roommate in college, I was there during the summer. I was the only student I ever knew that was admitted into college on probation. I was admitted into college on probation, which was interesting. But he was a bluegrass guy. And he would play, and of course, those are the days of records. And he would be playing bluegrass all the time. And at first, I just... Is this going to go on all the time? Or can you only do this when I'm not here? And then after a while, I found myself tapping my toes and going, no, it's not too bad. Who is that? Which group is that? And it was, Grandma Johnson and the Foggy Mountain Clogging or something like that. It grows on you. It really does. It's Americana, really. That kind of music.
Even better message.
Yeah. I mean, it's Americana music. It's 8:23 in the morning. I'm here with Chuck Kinney, who he and his wife own Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. And we were talking about his trips back to Vietnam. And as for the mission of finding MIAs.
Right.
And you had there's another part of the story you shared with me during the break. So let's go back to that.
Well, in 2009, we were actually looking for three infantry guys, but just around the corner, not a quarter mile away, there was a scout helicopter, a Little Bird, with three crew members that actually were going to fly up and try to locate these missing infantry guys. Well, they got shot down and lost. And so not only did we find the location or the area, at least, where those infantry guys were, but we went around the corner and started looking for this helicopter crash site. And, in fact, we kind of slid down this really steep hill on our butts and got down to a relatively flat area and started picking up parts to a helicopter and some of the flak jacket parts and other stuff. So we knew that we were in the right place for this helicopter crash site. So fast forward about 10 years in 2019, excuse me, the POW MIA Accounting Command finally started an excavation on this helicopter crash site. And I just received some pictures last fall, early winter,
mm-hmm.
Where they dug this area out, about 50 yards wide and probably 50 or 60 yards up and down this really steep hill. And they're down 3 feet deep, and they came across a section of the rotor blade of that helicopter that's about 3 or 4 feet long.
Well, so that's the right location.
We are in the right location.
You found the location there.
The right location. So now we're looking for...
And for those who say, well, it's been 50 years, Chuck... But what you're doing is bringing closure to families.
That's exactly right. We actually made a video of that first trip in 2009, and some of the family members were interviewed for that video. And, you know, they have lost other family members, and they did their grieving and whatnot. But one guy actually said that he has never gotten over the loss of his brother. And he's still alive, and we would be privileged and honored to be able to have a full military funeral in honor of his brother and return him to this country.
Yes. You know, this is the reason why people go back.
That's
this.
Right.
We don't like to leave anybody behind.
That's right.
Here's a question coming in from the chat room.
Yes.
I would be interested if Chuck knew if pilots used the World War II era M3 grease gun as a backup in their helo.
We did not, because we did not have access to them, and also the ammo was an issue. I will say, however, one day when I was flying as co-pilot, my job was to hold a hot smoke grenade. You pull the pin out, and as soon as someone shoots at your helicopter, you drop the smoke, and then with your M16, you're on full auto, you grease off a full magazine, 20 rounds of 223. Or 5.56 in that mm-hmm. case, making a lot of noise so that the pilot can get you out of the way so the Cobra can roll and shoot rockets. But one day I had the opportunity to carry a Thompson submachine gun. That stinking thing weighed twice as much as the M16. So, and also I did not want to have to clean it afterwards, and luckily we didn't take any fire that day. I never pulled the trigger on it, and I gave it back to the guy who had it. We did have some private weapons over there that guys had either brought in their duffel bags when they came in, or some of that stuff was left over from the French, you know.
Yeah, probably even from World War II.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah.
I'm going to take an early break here, and because I want to talk about a new program that you're talking about when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial during these troubled times. If you have questions about your investments, you know, the stock market seems to have rebounded, and the economy seems to be coming back. But are your financial investments in the right spot? Maxwell Insurance and Financial is a organization, a business that's been here since 1993 and has thrived and continues to grow. If you could give Judy Maxwell or one of her professionals a call at 221-0441, set up an appointment, and they'll be glad to go over your investments to see if things going in the right direction, or maybe you need to look in a couple other different directions. They're the ones to call. They've been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. That's Maxwell Insurance Financial at 1378 Hilltop Drive. You can give them a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back with Chuck Kenny.
Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, healthcare, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for state senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district, and not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate, Eddie 142-3306.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is community? A location, a place to live and work? Or is it something more profound, a force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other? No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and Bluegrass this week, it looks like. It is 8:33 in the morning, 61 degrees out there, going up to 82 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. I'm not going to get too much deeper in it since the owner is sitting right across from me, and we'll talk about that too. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only medical center with a Da Vinci surgical robotic system, which means less intrusive faster, reduced pain, reduced risk, and faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. Chuck, you've got a program that you're going to introduce.
Well, a few years back, Shasta Gas Propane was named the Small Business Veteran Employer of the Year for the state of California. And at that time, we were about 90% veteran employees. Now, a lot of those guys, we were able to help them get their commercial driver's license. They have moved on and moved up because we were just beginning that Shasta tanks operation and really did not have the money to be able to pay them what a commercial driver could make.
Sure.
So we've been able, over the years, to help a lot of these guys come in on an entry-level basis and pay them, and then they end up maybe moving on and up and making better money. Well, we still prefer to hire veterans, but a lot of major corporations have discovered the benefits of hiring better veterans. So sometimes it's harder to find those guys that are able or willing to work.
Well, they've got a lot of veterans have so much to offer businesses.
That's exactly
right.
Exactly.
And, you know, PTSD, this, that. Well, that's not true. First of all those little reasons that veterans are substandard are not true.
That's
correct. And they offer leadership. They offer discipline. They offer ingenuity, initiative. And as you said, as you've trained them, you brought them in and trained them up to the next level, and now they're gone.
Which is fine with me.
That's
what we
help
them
do.
Out. That's right.
That's
exactly. We invest not only in the business, we invest in people. And that's one of our main goals in our business. So in honor of veterans, which, by the way, November 11th is coming up, Veterans Day. And so I was talking to my daughter, Karen, and my son-in-law, Jason, who are now managing Shasta Gas Propane so that the wife and I can do our different medical tours. But anyway, I was saying, hey, I want to do something for the veterans. And so we already have a 20-cent per gallon discount for all veterans when they come to Shasta Gas Propane as their propane supplier. But one of the things I'm going to do this November, which this kind of goes against the flow because the propane industry has already raised the wholesale price about 20 cents from August until now. But what we're going to do is we're going to drop another 20 cents a gallon off of the going price, the going veteran price. So there's going to be a pretty substantial discount for the month of November. So
40 cents a gallon.
40 cents a gallon off. And so I have to be careful about prices and whatnot. There are rules about some things that I can say. I can't give the dollar per gallon amount on the radio, but call the office at 365-3793 and get the quote on the veterans fill for the month of November.
Now, if you've already got veterans in there,
yes,
do you do they have to still call in?
Yeah.
Okay.
We would prefer that they do that. We have a substantial number, a large percentage of our customer base are veterans. So at this point, probably what I'm going to do is go ahead and just in the computer, drop that price. And for those that call in or our regular fill customers, the ones that we keep full, we will give them that price. So,
but if you're, you know, because it's getting cold, as we know, then if you're looking for a propane supplier, as you say in your, I've heard you say, you know, everybody gets their propane out of the same major source.
Exactly.
And now it comes down to the company, the professionalism, the way they take care of you. And that's where you want to go to Shasta Gas Propane. And now you're reducing the price during November 40 cents for veterans.
For veterans. That's not to say that we don't love everyone. We want everyone to be our customers. And we're going to provide that same level of service to our non-veteran customers. But this is an opportunity for them also, our non-veteran customers, to support veterans by you know, the regular price is going to actually, when we discount that, it's going to kind of support those veterans.
Okay.
In a lot of cases. And that's not just Vietnam era. You know, if you're
this
a veteran, you got a DD-214, we are going to take care of you.
You know, the other thing that you did, and it's been a couple years now, but after the car fire, you people were having to take their 7-gallon tanks because they were living on their property in trailers and RVs. as they were rebuilding and having to disconnect it, come down, get it filled up, and go back. You put in, what, 120-gallon
tanks? 120-gallon
tanks
at the tongues on a lot of these travel trailers, and we were able to go and deliver their gas, especially through the winter when they're heating.
Yeah.
And we still have some of those tanks out there. We still have people that are still in the building process. And now, though, we are privileged to be able to set a 250-gallon tank at that new house that a lot of them are just now completing.
But,
and so we.
You did that free to put those tanks out there.
We did.
Yeah.
We did.
So, I mean, this is the kind of thing, this kind of the people that Shasta Gas Propane is. And you, again, supported our community that way. And, you know, it's been 2 years since the fire, and now we've just had the Zog fire, which thankfully didn't. As destructive as it is, was, it was not as destructive as the car fire.
Yeah. One of our employees actually lost his house. So we are going to help him get back into a place. He's moved a trailer out onto that property.
From the Zog fire.
From the Zog fire. And so we are going to help him get back on his feet, him and his wife and their youngin'. And so we're family at Shasta Gas and at Shasta Tanks. We're a family. And so we take care of our own, but we also take care of our community. And it is our privilege and honor to be able to represent the Lord in our business and to represent our family and our company.
And Chuck Kinney is just as nice as he sounds, by the way.
Well, I don't know about that part.
You know, I tell this story how we were walking through your tank yard one day. And this was, six, 7 years ago. And we were talking about how, you know, people were saying that there's no jobs out there. There's nothing, you know, that everything is so rough. And here we are, two guys of a little bit older age, you might say. and here we are. And then both of us were coming up with ideas about, well, this would be a good business. This would be, you know, and how to start them and all of this. And so the opportunities are there.
There are opportunities in this country. Thank God, under our current administration, I'll get my political statement out today. Under our current administration, the opportunities are unlimited. Another administration start putting regulations on especially the propane or carbon-based business, which the state of California is anti-fuel, anti-carbon-based. We need to stick together on this.
Well, that's one of the reasons our cost for energy is high here. They're actually going after natural gas.
Exactly.
And the fact is there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of jobs in the petroleum industry. And now with natural gas being as cheap as it is, it's clean. The fact of, you know, doing away with that is should be scary to a lot of people.
It certainly should.
And in our state, they want to do away with the combustion engine, I think, what do you say, 2035?
2035, no internal combustion engines.
You know, if you have one, you can keep it. Thank you. Thank you, Gov. Now, this is something he wrote down, and it has as much worth as a bucket of warm spit after he leaps, unless the next one coming in says, well, you know, he said 2035. I think we can do it by 2030. That's when it gets scary. And we know that, as was pointed out last night during the debate, and as the governor said, Our renewable assets are not strong enough. We do not; it's not able to keep up with the energy demand. So, you know, if we eventually get to a carbon neutral and all this, okay, you know, if it happens like that, but let's not make so many people suffer. The richer people, as the governor is, he's not going to suffer.
No.
But people out there, they're doing that 9-to-5 job, or they're driving trucks, or they're doing, you know, grocery stores, everything, the cost of food, everything's going to go up. And
exactly.
That's where it hits, the middle and lower middle classes, and the people that are working two jobs, not on government assistance, but who's going to get hit when the price of, you know, fuel goes astronomical because you want to keep people from driving.
Or they put restrictions on you on your building a new home or upgrading your home, and they require you to make those kinds of investments theoretically to get to carbon neutral. It is really scary.
You know, the thing about it is that somebody I read from one of the scientists says that if we did everything – to go carbon neutral right now in the United States, it would still take 50 years for it to have any type of impact. And then you've got to get China, you've got to get India, you've got to get the other countries to stop building coal plants to do the things we're doing, which so far hasn't happened. It didn't happen under the Paris Accords. It was causing a great deal of cost for our industries,
exactly,
which drives the cost up for the, you know, for energy. And this is the first time that I can remember that we are actually energy independent.
Yes, exactly.
We're not relying on the Middle East.
Yeah.
We're not relying on Venezuela. We're not relying on other countries to give us oil.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know why that doesn't resonate with people.
I cannot answer that. I don't know why. I think the industry, the natural gas industry, which propane is a byproduct of natural gas fracking and all that kind of stuff. So thank God for the natural gas industry. But I think we need to make that message a lot louder and a lot clearer. I just read something about the energy density, you know, the solar and the wind and that kind of stuff is like 5% efficient. Don't quote me on the exact numbers. Whereas natural gas and its byproducts and whatnot are like 85% energy dense. And so the cost is much lower to operate that way. And President Trump said it last night during the debate. We have the cleanest air that we've had in years right now. So,
you know, we got to take a break. You know, my last thought on that is that, you know, eventually we'll get carbon neutral. However, the fact is that that the cost to the average American is going to be horrendous, not to rich people, but to the average person in the lower middle class and the working poor. It's going to have such a huge impact, and it's not just the cost of gas. It's the cost of food. It's the cost of water. It's the cost of everything to do something like that. We have the reason REU still stays on when all the other power goes off is because we've got backup plants powered by natural gas, and we're going to have to divest ourselves of that. So what do we do then? Where does it come from? And use the word nuclear energy. paint a circle on your chest and say, shoot me. If you really push nuclear energy. So, Okay, we're here with Chuck Kinney, he and Judy on Shasta Gas Propane, and he just announced that during the month of November, that veterans are, besides they already get a 20 cent a gallon discount, he's going to add another 20 cents to that during the month of November. And so, if you're not going with Shasta Gas Propane and you're a veteran, you might want to really think about this. And for other people, again, it comes down to service. And the and what Shasta Gas Propane has built themselves and continues to build themselves is on customer service. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading 14 city council, and most of those years I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Redding Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the city of Redding, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Redding Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information, 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-401-00 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C., 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Yeah, one of my favorite songs.
I played every Friday for you.
I know you did. It starts my weekend off so well. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's coming back from Sacramento today, and she's been gone for 2 days, and that's just 2.5 days. And I'm starting to have I start having withdrawal symptoms, like when she's driving out of the when she's leaving, going out of the driveway. I go, oh yeah, I can watch, zombie killer zombie movies and catch up on all these things. But I, you know, so instead of sitting next to her as we watch these period pieces, which I've found that, you know, the acting's pretty good. Anyway, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, 62 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 82 today. Beautiful. Tomorrow, 77, and Sunday, 70. Let's hope that the wind stays off, though it shows that the wind's going to be blowing. And we go back into fire watch again on Sunday. Is that right, Jared?
That is correct, and okay. It shows that goes through Monday.
Yeah, the weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and the owner of Shasta Gas Propane is sitting across from me, so I say nice things to him. Hey, Chuck, you talked about your seniors tour, being an operator and all this, but you went through the VA for this.
I did actually way back before the first of the year. I was having some hip problems, and so I actually had gone through the VA system, my local clinic here, and I had requested to be referred outside, and I was going to talk to one of our local orthopedic groups here, and so they could have certainly taken care of it. The VA certainly would have paid for it and whatnot.
And that's what people need to understand is if you want to go out in town, this program started years ago, but Trump has redone this program that places like Shasta Regional has partnered up with the VA. Mercy's partnered up with the VA. And I have been seen by specialist in Reading.
Right.
So that we don't have to travel.
But exactly. Well, what happened was then COVID came along. And so I was actually scheduled for the surgery with one of our local providers. And the whole world shut down because of the China virus. And
it is. Exactly. Say what you want, but it came out of the Wuhan province.
That's right.
You know, it's not xenophobic to say it. It's, you know, I'm not blaming any Chinese people in the United States for this. I mean, it's ridiculous. But let's, you know, it did start there.
Yeah. So they shut everything down. And so finally, I was waiting and waiting. Nothing was open up here. So I got a hold of the VA and started making phone calls. And said, hey, I need to get this hip done because I was limping and gimping everywhere I walked. And so I got a hold of Travis Air Force Base, and they actually take care of VA referral stuff and at the David Grant Medical Center. And got a hold of them, and actually a major, I won't call the name, but a major had just come back from deployment to Iraq. And he did not have a book schedule. Otherwise, everyone trying to play catch-up on all their surgeries and whatnot, it would have been December before I could have even gotten in down there. And, you know, all of our local guys that come highly recommended, they're booked 6 months out. And then they had this backlog. So I got a hold of David Grant, and they said, yeah, come on down. And so instead of waiting till December, I actually got it done September 21st. And I got to tell you, for the veterans that are here that need orthopedic treatments of any kind, David Grant Medical Center cannot be beat. The issue is it's 2.5 hours away. But they do have, and one of the things I appreciate about our military hospitals, they have the Fisher House, which is the equivalent to the Ronald McDonald House.
Mm-hmm.
And so both times that I have had surgery at a VA-type hospital or a military hospital, my wife's been able to stay in the Fisher House. And this is a five-star location. It's essentially a hotel-type setting.
And does it cost anything?
It costs zero.
Zero.
And so this one, in fact, all the food was supplied. The last time she had to bring in her own stuff. We were there 3 days. She was there 3 days. And so, you know, but she could travel off or order stuff in. But this time, all the food was supplied. And we, in fact, said, hey, we want to bring a bunch of stuff down. They said, don't worry about it. You know, we have everything here that you need. You got breakfast, lunch, and dinners all in these huge refrigerators. So she had a great place to stay on this trip. I had a wonderful experience. This major did a great job on my hip replacement. I'm now 5 weeks out of it, and I got to tell you, I am getting along great. I have no problems with the hip at all. I do have a little issue with my knee, but I haven't been doing my exercise and rehab faithfully enough. I'm getting kind of lazy sitting around the house. So, but I got to tell you, if you could eat off the floors at that hospital, I mean, the place was spotless. Granted, it's all the COVID, you know, procedures and whatnot, but, and the staff, absolutely wonderful.
Well, you know, the VA, there's so many veterans up here in Shasta County, well, in the North State. I know there's been probably experiences with people because it's not perfect for everybody. But my experiences with the VA clinic here have just been nothing but outstanding.
Yep.
I felt like I've had the same doctor, first of all, for 13 years. Who has the same doctor for 13 years in the military and a VA? And I dread the day that Dr. Templato will retire and go home.
Yeah.
But the fact is that the VA has gotten so much better in the last 3 years. A lot of care, concern, funding has been used to bring the VA up. We're getting a new VA clinic here in town.
Yes.
And they're keeping the old VA clinic for specialty clinic.
Right.
And you think about that, that's, you know, we're getting, we've got the prospects of having some of the best care for veterans.
That's right.
And anywhere in Northern California, maybe anywhere in California.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Chuck, thanks a lot for coming by today.
Thank you for having me. We really appreciate it. And I encourage all of our veterans to give us a call at 365-3793, and let's get you on the schedule to be filled for the Veterans Month special.
Okay, and that starts on the 1st of November, and the you know veterans still get, after November, still get a 20 cent savings on every gallon, as you do for seniors. Like, you know, you've got another, you've also got senior.
That's correct. Discounts.
Discounts. Thank you. Yeah, you know, I'm just kind of wandering around.
Senior moment.
Yeah.
I'm just
kidding. Okay. You know, so Jared gets the last word. You know, I joked about wearing a mask, you know, and all these things with Jared, and he drives it home. Oh, senior moment, huh, Carl? Okay. Thank you, Jared. what can I say? Except everybody, have a good weekend. It's going to be beautiful. Enjoy it out here. Enjoy our beautiful area we have up here. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
No, I won't back down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.